This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, right across Australia on the Community Radio Network, this is QNN, a look back at the events of the week in news and sport, important to gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, and intersex communities. QNN.
Hi there, I'm Matthew Wade and this is your QNN update. The Australian Bureau of Statistics has released the first of its weekly postal survey estimates, stating that 9.2 million, or 57.5%, of survey forms have already been returned. The estimate is current as of last Friday and is based only on bulk containers of returned forms and not account of individual or processed forms. Reported numbers are only indicative and do not include forms that have been returned but not yet received by the ABS. One Nation leader Pauline Hanson has spoken out against rapper Macklemore performing his equality anthem Same Love at the recent NRL Grand Final. After stating that she didn't know who he was, Hanson urged the NRL to feature an Australian artist instead. She said, "Don't bring some whoever from overseas. I don't have a clue who they are. Put an Aussie up there. Put Johnny Farnham up there." Immigration Minister Peter Dutton also spoke out about Macklemore's intention to perform Same Love, saying that messages promoting the no vote should also be allowed. He said, "I am into free speech. Presumably two songs should be played, one for gay marriage and one against gay marriage." Despite the criticism, Australians have praised Macklemore's performance and sent his LGBT-affirming song to the number one spot on iTunes. Leader of the Australian Conservatives, Corey Bernardi, is planning for 1 million robocalls to be made to 1 million Australian homes advocating a no vote. The calls will go out to landlines in South Australia and Victoria, where the Conservatives have an upper house MP. The automated call will feature Bernardi's voice before asking respondents to indicate how they will be voting in the Marriage Equality Postal Survey. An academic proposal to remove gender from school discussions of sex and anatomy has been made to ensure classroom sex education is more trans-inclusive. Flinders University researchers found that trans people experience barriers to good sexual health, including being ignored by mainstream sex ed. Lyle Shelton from the Australian Christian Lobby has slammed the proposal, claiming that any changes would introduce radical sex education and infiltrate children's education. A crowdfunding campaign launched this week to repair a home damaged in a homophobic attack has reached its goal in under an hour. The Brisbane home, decorated with rainbow flags and Vote Yes banners, was vandalised on the weekend, with rocks thrown through its windows. The crowdfunding campaign took just under 25 minutes to raise the hundreds of dollars needed for repairs. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Thanks, Matt. Former UFC heavyweight champion Fabricio Werdum says he will undertake an LGBT community outreach project after using an anti-gay slur in a heated exchange with UFC lightweight Tony Ferguson. Werdum called Ferguson a maricon during a media launch for UFC 216, which is a Spanish homophobic insult. Werdum has since tweeted a half apology, saying the slur is commonly used in Spanish culture and that he didn't mean to offend anyone in the gay community. The UFC have distanced themselves from the comments. An international cricketer has been arrested for defending two gay men in a public brawl. England's Ben Stokes won't be considered for selection until further notice after responding to homophobic taunts made by two men at two others in Clifton, Bristol. Chat show host Piers Morgan says Stokes intervened to help the two gay men as one of the attackers was armed with a bottle and threatened all three of them. The English captain has apologised to the cricket board and has since been released under investigation for suspicion of causing actual bodily harm. And finally, NRL fans have expressed their annoyance at Channel 9 for showing an SSM no ad after Macklemore performed Same Love at the Grand Final. Former PM Tony Abbott and former player Tony Wall petitioned against the selection of the Equal Love anthem, but the rapper hit back at Abbott on US Radio's The Crew Show, saying he would go harder. Some fans said the song did not affect their viewing of the match, while others criticised Nine for letting the no ad air right after the performance. When the song finished, rainbow smoke filled the air as Macklemore declared his support for equal rights.
I'm not crying on Sunday.
The singer also says he will donate the Aussie earnings from the song to the Yes campaign in the postal vote.
With the QNN Sports Update, I'm Tanya Lewis.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
Thanks to a dedicated team of volunteers. That was QNN. QNN is produced at Joy 94.9, Australia's only radio station dedicated to providing informing, uplifting and empowering content for the diverse gay and lesbian communities. QNN is funded by the Community Broadcasting Foundation and heard nationally each week on the Community Radio Network. Follow QNN on Twitter at QNN Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.